Welcome to the new episode of our podcast. We've arrived, still cycling, in Africa, where we meet Massimo Zaurini, editor-in-chief of Info Africa, information and consultancy service dedicated to economic and political developments in Africa, and of Africa e Affari, monthly magazine dedicated to African economics and politics. Let's hear what he's got to tell us.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Global Gateway, which is this great investment plan launched by the European Union towards Africa. We're talking about 150 billion euro of investment over the next 4 years. In reality, it's not actually an economic investment plan, but it's a bit of a new way in which the European Union intends to look at cooperation between Europe and Africa, and especially at development cooperation. We've moved from what used to be a narrative of development aid in the classic way, therefore with a somewhat outdated approach, to a new approach of partnership, including economic partnership, and cooperation that is no longer just a gift, but is precisely a collaboration in development.
Are the development collaboration projects in Africa dedicated to something in particular?
Most of the projects are dedicated to the development of energy. The African continent needs to increase its electricity production. There are still 600 million people who do not have constant access to electricity. Other projects are dedicated to infrastructural development, which is also fundamental in rural areas, to connect markets and therefore cities to urban areas with production areas, thus also allowing farmers to have more stable incomes. Other investments concern projects in the digital transition, which has also become increasingly important. There are also many projects related to technical and vocational training, a fundamental aspect in a continent that is experiencing a substantial, strong demographic explosion, and at the same time, an equally strong urban explosion, and needs to develop its own industry, and therefore must have specialized personnel. Then there's the whole front of investments in the health sector. COVID made everyone understand the need to strengthen health systems everywhere. Finally, a somewhat new aspect compared to the past, the focus on the mining sector. Investments in the mining sector have become a strategic element for Europe. Also, in light of what has happened with gas after the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. In essence, the Global Gateway represents a new vision of cooperation between Europe and Africa, which combines an old, more classic way of doing cooperation with a focus on economic development, and therefore involving the role of the for-profit sector.
Speaking of the for-profit sector, what are the opportunities, if any, for small and medium-sized enterprises?
What I think is interesting for small and medium-sized enterprises to follow and understand is that in any case these large projects involve and set in motion a series of connections, interactions, and also funds that are then made available. So it's important to follow their development and to try to understand where and how it's possible, when it's possible, to participate in some way.
What are Italy's strengths, in your opinion?
Italy plays a fairly central role in at least a couple of sectors. Certainly in the energy sector, and certainly in the digital one of data, or rather looking at the projects of the Global Gateway, but more generally at European planning, in these two sectors, Italy becomes an important transit hub, particularly in Sicily, where through large infrastructural connections, the passage of energy from North Africa to Europe takes place. By exploiting the Italian grid. And at the same time goes for the connections of the digital infrastructure, that is, the highways on which data travels.
Thank you. See you soon. We now continue our bike tour around the world.